Good evening, welcome. Tonight's topic is a brand new topic. We will see if we'll do half of it or the whole of it. Well, there are two subtopics. The topic is Nichma Velim B'Shabbos, and an application of that is what to do if there's an Avel Chas V'Shalom during the week and it comes to Shul Friday night. We have a minhag of him coming in after Kabbalah Shabbos. I'd like to talk a little bit about that minhag as well, how it's done, how should it be done, what's to say, and details about that. So we'll see if we get to that or not. But let's talk about the general issue of Menichim Avil. We typically assume that people sit Shiva during the week, comes Shabbos, they don't sit Shiva, they come to Shul, and if you say them on Shabbos and Shul, so you just say hello or something. There's no Menichim Avil on Shabbos. That's what people typically think. Is that correct or not correct? That's what I want to talk about this evening. So start with a Mishnah. I think it's a Mishnah. Or a Bryce and Shabbos, Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Ein Menachemim Avelim Ve'ein Mevakrin Cholim B'Shabbos. You don't do Nichma Avelim, nor do you do Bikur Cholim on Shabbos. But it continues. Divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Matirim. So Beis Hillel permit it. But what's the reason for Beis Shammai not to permit both Nichma Avelim as well as Bikur Cholim? We should do Mitztar Im HaMitztarim. If you're going to empathize, so part of empathy, there's a difference between sympathy and empathy. Sympathy is I feel bad for you. Empathy is I feel bad, not for you, but with you. I share in your pain. And psychologists say that that's the real way to comfort somebody, is providing empathy, not sympathy. People don't want to be felt bad for. They want you to join them in where they are, not for you to be on your high rocker and look down at the person in Tzara and say, oh, I feel bad for you. But they want for somebody to be able to sit with them in their tzar and join them in their tzar, in the same way that we say HaKadosh Baruch is Imo Anochi B'Tzara, that's empathy, and that's what is not going to be good. If it's Shabbos, then you're going to join the sad person in the sad person's sadness. You'll join the sick person in the sick person's pain, and that's not the goal of what we want on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we want you to be joyous, not the opposite. Tan Rabbanan. There's a separate point. The first point was, do you do it at all? And the second point is, if you do, how do you do it? Hanechon zvakir zachola, omer, Shabbos himi lizok, refuah krova lavo. You're familiar with that line from the Mishabeah that incorporated this Gemara. It's Shabbos, so we can't cry out, and therefore, Kodesh Baruch is nevertheless send refuah. So obviously, this is not an issue of the fact that you're being mevato your own Shabbos, which was the explanation of the first line, that you take away your simcha. It's a different point. It's a different halacha, that you're, even though it's the next line of the Gemara, it's a separate halacha, that you're not allowed to be mischanin on Shabbos. You can't offer your own supplications, your private bakashas on Shabbos. As Rashi explains, tzorech leharchiv daitim, that's actually not like Rashi. The way I just explained, that you're not allowed to daven on Shabbos for private bakashas, that's why you don't ask, say, Hashem should give you a refuah shleimah. You say Shabbos, you can't scream out. Rashi explains a little bit differently, not because of that you don't want to offer it tanchumim, they don't want to ask for tefillos. Tzorech leharchiv daitam b'tanchumim shelo yitztaru. Rashi says that it's a way of letting you know that, you know, today's Shabbos, you know, things are a little bit better on Shabbos. I know you're in pain, but it's Shabbos, we're not going to cry out. You try to, you know, sympathize with the person, try to make the person feel a little bit better.
What about Nichma Avelim? Does it mention
right, so presumably, the first line, Ein Menachem, he explains what Nichma Avelim was. So you're not Menachem because you're feeling their pain. As far as, do you say, Shabbos Himi Lenachem Unechama Krova Lavo, that we'll see in a moment. Yeah, we'll see that in a moment.
You don't present the opportunity. You don't go visit him.
So if you see him in shul, that might be a situation. And the question is, should you not go visit him on Shabbos? Is there any reason not to visit him on Shabbos? You don't have to make a whole fanfare out of it to make it a field for Hesia, but to make a visit on Shabbos afternoon, that might not be anything before Hesia. You visit people on Shabbos afternoon. So you visit your next-door neighbor, you visit a neighbor a few houses down, they happen to be sitting Shiva. I don't know if that's a violation of a field for Hesia. And if you do, then you could be menachim them, according to Beis Hillel, not Beis Shammai. Comes the Gemara in Shabbos, the next Amud, after we just finished learning Machlis Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, comes the Gemara and says, Amar Bichanina, Bekoshi hitiru l'nachem aveil levakar b'cholim b'Shabbos. What do these words Bekoshi mean? Bekoshi means, like, really, we didn't want to do it.
They were pushed to it.
But we had no choice but to do it. It was an essential sin that we don't want, we don't wish for, but we felt it was necessary. In the same way that the, I don't know if it was Rabbi Beis Hillel or Rabbi Akiva says by Nishto Nida, it's not supposed to be Miskashetes with Shas Nidasa. Rabbi Akiva says, because she itiru, that she should be Miskashetes, so Shalot Iskan al Baila, the same kind of idea. It's necessary, it's not the right, it's not the best thing, but it's a necessary situation. So here, I have a question for you. When it says that Bekoshi Hitiru, as I wrote in the English, is that a third opinion? We have Beishamai says you're not allowed to be Menachem Avelim. Beisil says you're allowed to be. And then you have a sheet in the middle who says you're sort of allowed to, but it's better to avoid.
You can't argue with the
Talmud. What?
You can't argue with the
Talmud. I hear what you're saying. Or is he being Masbir? He's saying even when Beisil says that it's Mutter, you should know that it's not really mutter, it's not like a lichatchila, it's just a situation that we have no choice but to allow. So that's another possibility. So says it Tzitzel Yez. If Yesh La'ayin, he asks this question, Tzitzel Yez, Chelek Yud Gimel, Simon Lamed Vav. Tzitzel Yez says, Yesh La'ayin, Beis Hillel, the Matirin, Imhu Gan came Bekoshi, Kedirir Bechani, when Beis Hillel said it's mutter, he meant, meaning Bekoshi Hatiru? Or maybe, Dilma Beis Hillel, Matirin Beshofi. With Pashtas, as you're all saying, that since Rabbi Chanina is an Amora, he's not going to argue on a Tana, presumably. But Pashtas mashed the Matir B'Shofi, that Beis Hillel, when he says Mutter, he means his Mutter. Oh, so it's not like we just said. It's Mashma that when Beis Hillel says Mutter, it's not Mutter in Gansen entirely, that Beis Hillel would be a more Mekeltik Hashita than Rabbi Chanina. And therefore, if we pass like Beis Hillel, it should be Mutter as a Lichatchila, Lichatchila. And therefore, it is lechatchila, according to this conclusion of Tzitzel Yezer, to go ahead and do Nicham Avelim on Shabbos.
What is Shofi? What is Shofi?
B'Shofi means completely, entirely lechatchila. Yeah, B'Shofi means smoothly, you know, easily. You know.
The Quran is a geras for because you hear Shabbos Shalom Shabbos.
That's based on a Gemara, yeah. It's based on a Gemara. Could be.
Even saying the Shabbos is because.
Right, that's correct. That's correct. Right. But I'll bring another proof to the Tzitzel Yezer. First, I want to thank a chaver of mine, Rabbi Mordechai Torchiner, who's the Rosh Kol in the YU Toronto Kolo, who gave a shir on this, and I was listening to his shir as I was preparing for this, and I saw that he had incredible marmakomos. So I emailed him this afternoon, and I asked him, could you send me your marmakomos sheet so I could get another of the additional marmakomos beyond that which I was preparing myself? And he very quickly emailed his marmakomos sheet from a shir that he gave, I don't know, years ago, I guess. I don't know when he gave it. So I incorporated some of them into this, like the Tzitzel Yezer and a number of other sheets, another other Imamah Kamas that are, I wouldn't otherwise have had, so I want to thank him. But look at the Gemara in Sukkah Mem Aleph. Sukkah Mem Aleph is a story that you are probably familiar with if you ever crossed through Sukkah. Tanur B'Lazar Tzadok Omer Kachim and Hagim, what was the minhag shel Anshe Yerushalayim? What was the Seder Hayom of the Tzadikim, the Anshe Yerushalayim, on a normal Sukkah's morning? Adam Yotzei mi beis lulav biyado. He's holding his lulav, goes out of his house in the morning. Holichu beis haknesses. He goes to daven lulav biyado. Daven's holding his lulav. Kari kriyas shema mispalav lulav biyado. Daven's shrona esrei with his lulav in his hand. Kari bat Torah. When he leans the Torah or he doesn't see his kapayim, then he can't be holding it in his hands because he has to be looking, you know, pointing into the sefer or holding onto the sefer or doing his nesias kapayim. So at that point, manichal gabi karka. Interesting. You're allowed to put your lulav and esrog on the floor. You don't have to put it on a table. Okay. Holich.
They didn't use it yet.
He didn't. What do you mean he didn't use it?
It wasn't
Mitzvah yet. This is on Yontif. He used it already. He already davened. It's after Shmona Esrei, presumably after Hallel. Sure. Yeah, this is all the mitzvah. He probably said the bracha before he left his house, and he's carrying it. What? It sounds from this Gemara that he was doing the mitzvah the whole morning, so I would assume he did it before he left his house. Yeah, he was makted l'mitzvot the day before, Erev Yontif, and this is every morning of Sukkot. He was already yotzei the mitzvah the second he might left his house carrying it, but he would continue to carry it. But this is the punchline for us. Holich levakre, third line, holich levakre cholim, l'lenachem avelim, l'lav abiyado. While he'd go to do his nichem avelim, bikre cholim, on the way home from shul, l'lav would be in hand. Nechel zbeis ha-medrash, when he'd go learn, so then he would want to focus on his learning, he wouldn't want to be holding his l'lav, so mashagre, l'lav abiyad b'no, v'yad avdo, v'yad shluchav, and he could send it home with his kid. And you see from this that the Seder Hayom of a regular Sukkot day is one of Nichum Avelim, and it sounds like it's L'chatchila. It doesn't sound like it's a B'diyavid in any which way. It doesn't sound like there's no other way to do it, so they had to do the Nichum Avelim because they didn't have time Erev Shabbos. It sounds like this was the Seder Hayom of a Shabbos and a Yontif to L'chatchila. It sounds like it's going, like Beis Hillel, who says that it's Mutter L'chatchila entirely to do Nichum Avelim and Bikur Cholim on Yontif. Shabbos would be equal to Yontif. Because you could have been mechalik. You could have said, even if we permitted on Shabbos, maybe the Yontif, which has a din simcha, maybe that would preclude that you can't do a Nichum Avelim. Because, okay, Shabbos, you're allowed to do something that will take away from the simcha of Yontif. No, you see, there's Gemara that even simcha, even Yontif would be permitted. You're asking what kind of Avelis is this? So if it's an Avelis, it can't be an Avelis from before Yontif because they finished.
Right.
It can't be an Avelis of...
After. Yeah, started. Because it is started.
So what Avelis is it talking about? It's probably talking about an Avelis... I don't know. We have to think. The post can talk it out. I don't remember what they say.
Don't say they did it on Shabbos, by the way.
This is a Yontif
Gemara. You don't say it at any other place that you did it every Shabbos.
Well, if you do it on Yontif, I would say Kal Vachom you do it on Shabbos.
No, maybe not, because that you can't do it on Shabbos.
I mean, the Gemara, that was the Gemara. We had, that was the Gemara in source number one and source number two.
I know, maybe he's Mechamim.
The Avelut that the Niftar was Niftar on Yontif and the Levaya is only after Yontif.
Right, but there's no din of Nichum Avelut until after the Kvura. If the Niftar was Niftar.
The Kvura was. The Kvura was.
That's probably what it's talking about. Right. The Kvura was during Chol Hamoed.
They don't sit Shiva.
The Kvura, right. They don't sit Shiva, but there might still be, because that's Avelis before Hesia, but they might still do Nichum Avelim. That's probably the case.
The process is Krasim Shabbos Oneg. Doesn't say so by Yontif?
But I don't think there's a Chilv between Shabbos and Yontif, because before you had the Rebbe Silla by Shabbos, and here you have this Gemara by Yontif, so it sounds like there's a Chilv.
Could it be that there's an Isser of Shabbos?
You might have said that, but we had a Gemara that says that you're allowed, that Beis Hillel says you're allowed to be Menachem Avelim B'Shabbos. You could have said that. That would be a Svichah. That's why we needed this Gemara, this Mishnah, source number one, to say that nevertheless, it's Mutter. That could be correct.
L'chomer Shabbos is more Mutter because the halacha is that Shabbos includes Shiva, but Yontif cancels.
Yes, that's a very good point. That's a very good point. Yontif cancels Shiva because Yontif's, the Simcha of Yontif is a stira to Avelis. You see, Shabbos is not a stira to Avelis. That's a very good point. That's a very good point. Shabbos is more suited to Nichum Avelim than Yontif. That's correct. That is correct.
Anybody mechalik like
that? I don't know if they mechalik, but I did hear that svara. I think on that tape I was listening to from Rabbi Mordechai Torchina. So along similar lines, we have a she'iltos, which is again the Gaonim were like the 800s, the 900s, a few hundred years after the Gemara, but 100, 200 years before the Rishonim. B'Shabbos, mahu l'shyulei b'kitzira. What's the halach of inquiring? I don't remember. I think kitzira means those who are sick. Mi amrinan. I don't remember if kitzira means those who are sick or those who are in avelis. I don't know. Those who are dead. I don't remember. Mi amrinan. Do we say came to azul chazilei the islate tzaira? If you go visit him and you'll see that he's bitzar, chalash daite, you're going to be saddened. V'ka'akar inuga b'shabbat shabbata. You're going to be losing your own oneg Shabbos because you're seeing somebody who's down and depressed. And we know, of course, the puzzle you just mentioned a moment ago, Brahman amar v'karas l'shabbos oneg. Odom, on the other hand, came into Amar, since we have a tradition that koman da'azul meshel b'ktsira, domi k'mad yov lechai. Somebody who visits the sick, again, I'm not sure if it's visit the sick or visits those who are the available, I don't remember what the word katsira means. Kamadi, it's like you're enlivening him, you're giving him life. Hilka Shabri Dami, meaning on one hand, you're making yourself sadder. On the other hand, if we look at the recipient, you're making him, you're giving him life, you're giving him chiyus. So who do we look at? Do we look at the fact that makes you sad or the fact that makes him happier? You know, some things I remember when I was a chassan.
Who's getting more or less?
That's a good question. When I was a chassan, my chassan teacher taught us a very interesting difference between men and women. I don't know if it's true or not, but he said there are psychological studies that indicate that when a woman speaks to her husband about all the things on her mind, all the things she's angry about and frustrated about and sad about, so she becomes calmer and calmer and calmer the more she's able to talk out her frustrations. And as she does that, her heart rate goes, her blood pressure goes lower and lower and lower, she gets calmer and calmer. and the husbands who are listening to it get more and more tense, and their heart rates or their frustration, you know, heart rate or blood pressure goes higher and higher and higher. So it's an inverse proportion. So that's the same thing that you have here. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what our chassid teacher told us, that a good husband has to be ready to listen to his wife's complaining. It makes them feel good after they get out their problems. You write in the book, Men Are From Mars, Men Are From Venus, talks about women, you know, when a man hears a problem, he wants to figure out how can I solve it. When a woman wants to share her problem, she doesn't want solutions, she just wants to tell you her problems. Yeah. That itself is already therapeutic. So that's sort of what the Shaila here in the Sheiltas, he's trying to say, on one hand, you're getting miserable, you're visiting this person, you'd be a little sad, you feel down, and you feel such pain, you know, how terrible it is. Meanwhile, the person you're with, they're feeling much better because you visited them. So how do we look at that on Shabbos?
That should make you feel better also, because you're making him feel better.
Yeah, but sometimes you feel better because you feel sad. Meaning you visit somebody, it's a sad thing. How do you feel after you leave in a Beis Avi? You feel great? You feel happy? Well, you feel a little bit, this is the gate of the world. Okay. That's how humans work. Titania continues the Shiltas. Titania, and now he's going to look what he's going to bring. He's going to bring our Brisa that we quote in source number one, where there are a whole bunch of halachas. Among them is the halacha of Bikucholim and Nichum Avim. You're not allowed to arrange a shidduch on Shabbos. Ve'al tinok l'anda sefer. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to arrange a rebbe for your talent for your child to learn. You can't arrange a tutor. Ve'lamda umnus. You can't arrange an apprenticeship. Ve'im menachem avelim. Beis Shammai says. Ve'im mevakron tzachon. Beis Shammai says. And on all those things, as we sing in the zmiros on Shabbos, l'shadei chabanos, tinok l'anda sefer, v'lagos. All those things are mutter because we pass like. Beis Hillel, the Hilchas HaKabeis Hillel, Bekul who passes the Shiltos, and therefore you see that the answer to the Shiltos is Safek, should you do it or should you not do it? It sounds like it's Lechatchila, go ahead and do it. We pass the Beis Hillel, straight ahead, Mutu Lechatchila, to do Nichum Avelim and to do Bikacholim on Shabbos. That seems to be what you see from the Gemara in Sukkah on this previous source, Memalef and Beis, and this Shiltos in Achrimos, the source number 6 that we just saw.
You're feeling good
that you did it, but it's really still a sad experience. So let's open up a Shulchan Aruch. It says a Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos, Reish Pei Zayin. It's a seif that's one seif long. It's called Nichum Avelim B'Shabbos. One seif. This is the whole siman right now. Yecholim Lenachem Avelim B'Shabbos. V'chein Yecholim Levakar Zachole. However, there's one adjustment. Lo Yomer Lo Kedar Shomer Lo B'chol. Ela Omer Lo Shabbos Himiliza Grufua Krav Olav Urachem of Merubim V'Shabbato B'Shalom. That's the new formulation. Instead of saying the regular Bikacholim, you're Fu Shlema and Hashem should give you strength and health, you should get out of the hospital soon. Here you say Shabbos Himiliza Grufua Krav Olav Urachem of Merubim Shabbato B'Shalom. Because you hold like the Rama, so we talk and don't have that. Our minhag is not to say that last phrase. We just say Shabbos Himiliza Grufua Krav Olav. So if you happen to visit a sick person on Shabbos, and you should, what?
It's not in the song.
Right. So it's not in the song. It's in first. That's our minhag. So you should talk and say Shabbos Himiliza Grufua Krav Olav. What about, as Rabbi Fine asked earlier, what about Bamin Nichum Avela? Would we say that same lashon? Says the Mishnah Berurah. The same thing, but Nichum Avelim. Even though the Shulchan Aruch only speaks out the Bikur Cholim Lashon, the Bikur Cholim text, presumably, it says in Mishnah Berurah on Reish Pei Zayin, V'nichum Avelim Yom Elo Shabbos Himi L'Nachem U'Nechama Krov Alavo. The same formulation that you use for Bikur Cholim would extend equally to Nichum Avelim. But concludes the Mishnah Berurah, V'yesh Mekin D'Rashay Lomar Hamok Yenachemcha. Some say that you are allowed to say Hamakim Yenachem. So what we have here is a machlokas, if you're allowed to say Hamakim Yenachem on Shabbos. If we assume that it should be the same as the Shulchan Aruch passes by Bikur Cholim, you cannot say Hamakim Yenachem. Rather, you say Shabbos Hi Milanachem Nechama Krov Olavo. And then this other opinion, V'yesh Omrim, says, no, you could say Hamakim Yenachem. Why is that going to be important? Because that will inform us what we should be doing on Friday night after Kabbalah Shabbos. Right, according to the first opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, what should you be saying Friday night when they give a clap and say Nichum Avelim? Well, first of all, could they say Nichum Avelim? It sounds like you could. Secondly, what should you be saying? So in the Siddur, it says, in the article, it says, guess what? That's a guess. This first line of the Mishnah Berurah that says you can't say that on Shabbos.
Yeah, but when they say it, it's not quite Mizmor Shir yet. So
that,
they haven't really been Makabel Shabbos at
that. So that's something that I'm not saying I agree with you. You're saying you're stealing my thunder. I'm not going to respond to that because that's going to be the second half of the Shir that we might not get to tonight. But that will be the topic of the second half of this discussion.
Also,
a little more you're totally on the mark, but it's more complicated.
Also, in shul, the oil comes into shul after Baruch Hu
Hadodi. Right, that's what we're referring to.
And that's Kabbalah Shabbos already.
That we'll talk about next week, probably. I don't think we'll get to that. Okay. So, now, what I want to, again, indicate is the lichatchila dika nature, even though the Gemara raised it as a question, and the Shultz asked it as a question, but I want to indicate another indication. Again, this is a source I would never have found, but again, Rabbi Torchiner indicated this in his sources. The Sefer Seder Hayom for one of the Achronim in Tzfas, after the time of the Arizal, or Rav Yosef Karo, the Arizal, I don't remember. Right around the 1600s in Tzfas, the Sefer Seder Hayom. So this is how he describes the Seder Hayom of a Shabbos. So, Kodem Shiech Lebe, V'yetzev lo ben mutzah, he should leave shul, but not running, of course, you don't run away from shul. V'kodem Shiech Lebe, so, but before you get home, im yesh eza cholo levaker, o eza ovel anachem, o eza chosin l'sameach, yetzel aleihem achrei tzeso. You should go to one of those three categories of people after you leave shul, before you go home for Kiddush, to either do Nichum Avelim, or Bikur Cholim, or Simchas Chasen Rekalim. Or Simchas Chasen, if there's a Chasen. Does that mean an Ufruf, or does that mean a Shabbat Chatan, after the Chasna? I don't know. Perhaps he means the mitzvah of Simchas Chasen is really after the Chasen, not during the Ufruf. So that means the Shabbat Brachas. Right. They don't do the Ufruf.
Right.
They don't do the Ufruf, right. Okay. V'nagu, we'll see where the Ufruf comes in maybe next week. V'nagu b'yom zeh, b'zeh b'yom Shabbos. Look what he says. Not only is it permitted to do these visits on Shabbos Yantif, where we saw perhaps there, Beis Shammai says it's Aser, and the Shilta says perhaps there's reason not to. He says, on the contrary, Adarabba, v'nagu b'yom zeh b'Shabbos, yoser mi hachol. There's more reason to do this Nichum Avelin and Bikur Cholim on Shabbos than there is on a weekday. For at least two reasons. Number one, ha'alef, the rishon, the first reason. Mipnei she'eno osuk b'shum malacha, v'inyan, she'es batlam in ha'mitzvah, v'pneichein. If you have to go to the city to visit somebody on a weekday, on the way home from work, so you get out from work at 6 o'clock, you go to the hospital, you get there at 6:30, 6:45, you're visiting him, you're looking at your watch, you want to catch the train to the LIRR back, you know you haven't eaten dinner yet, you're not going to get home till who knows when. So you do your duties, you visit him for 15, 20, 25 minutes, and you're pressured, you're rushing, you can't, and you get out of there as fast as you can. On Shabbos, right, to be Yotzi. On Shabbos, where are you going? You have time. You could sit with him, you could give him the time he needs, you could, get into his guts, you could feel the pain, you could, whatever, I don't know if you want to feel the pain with him on Shabbos, but the point is you're not rushed. Simple as that. That's something that you and I would have thought of on our own. But look what he says now. Habez, Hasheni, their second reason. It's a special day. You look spiffy. You come in to be menachim somebody, they see somebody walking in, clean shaven, dressed nice. You feel nice when somebody walks into you looking like looking really nice. So you feel good, the chol that feels good themselves. V'nefesh yisera. Does he mean literally that you come in with an neshama yisera? Does he mean just that you're in a better mood because it's Shabbos, you're more relaxed? V'royilis kabed. V'hayon le'yesh lo nachas ruach imo. The avel, feels good that a nice, distinguished-looking person comes in, relaxed, calm, and looking nice. It gives a little bit of a chizuk. You see from this that you should.
Yeah,
that's a good point. You see from this that a person.
No, I feel like if I'm on a widow wedding and I stop at the house, like you're going to.
Uh, So you see from this, that there he feels mechubit a little bit. Like, wow, you dressed up, and you come in.
It's not like pressing the elbow to see, because he's there. In fact, along the rush.
Yeah, I don't know. If it's like the rush. We all know that that's his. You know, that's his situation. Okay. Va'od, and furthermore, he counts this all as part of the previous part, but I thought this would be an independent reason. He says something interesting. He says something that we wouldn't have thought of. Va'od shebesibas kavod Shabbos v'hadarto hu siyua lo lenachem. You know, just like we say by Asheva Brachos that you don't need panim chadashos because on Shabbos you don't need panim chadashos because Shabbos is itself the panim chadashos. Well, what's this halach of panim chadashos in general by a base mishteh, by a base chasnos? Because there's an added simcha. Somebody who wasn't there, an added level of simcha. But panim chadashos means that Shabbos provides an added level of simcha because of the Shabbos itself. That same idea, he doesn't refer to that halach of panim chadashos, but he's saying he's expressing the same idea, that Shabbos brings with it a kavod, a hadar, and that enables you to give more nichum and l'sameach, v'havi le'kilo acherimo. It's like you're bringing somebody with you. You're giving more nechama, more, because you're bringing Shabbos along with you. V'tovim ha'shnayim min ha'achad. That's mamish the svar that you see by, you know, instead of bringing another person to the Sheva Brachos, you're bringing Shabbos along. That is the panim chadashos. Same exact svara. Maybe that's where he borrowed this idea from. So therefore, he says it's specifically, it's ideal to visit to do Bikur Cholim on Shabbos or Nechama Velim, specifically on Shabbos, more so than during the week.
And by the way, it doesn't mention Yom Tov. You know why? Because Yom Tov cancels Shiva. And Yom Tov cancels Shloshim.
Well, right now he's talking about the Seder HaYom of Shabbos. He's not talking about, what does he tell you? Well, he doesn't mention Yom Tov because he's not talking about Yom Tov. He's talking about Seder HaYom.
Yom Tov is canceled, so maybe there's no one in God all doing it on Yom Tov.
I don't think that's... we saw not like that from the Gemara in Sukkah Memhei. Right, so he's just not referring to that. Okay, says the Shai Tshuva on the Shulchan Aruch. He says some interesting things. He says that what we've been saying until now, not really. He quotes, Chachmei HaMusar, Demisha Sipik Biyado, somebody who has the time during the week, and doesn't necessarily have to go on Shabbos. Lo yofa osel levakir chol b'Shabbos. It's not proper to go on Shabbos. To the contrary, yelch b'chol levakir aniyam cholim. He says, you know why it's better to go during the weekday? He says, because what's the purpose of bikur cholim? Can somebody translate the word bikur? And if you say visit, bikur does not mean visit of the sick. Bikur means investigating, inquiring, checking, like bikur mimum.
Bikoret,
inspection. You're checking out to see what they need to be taken care of. So if you go on Shabbos when you're not going to be able to do anything or write anything down or take any, you know, make any phone calls or call any doctors or, you know, you're not going to be able to do anything. So to the contrary, to go on a weekday when you could actually be help out. V'yira, aniyim, v'tzarcham, yirachim le'en, k'fiyah she'atasi gyodo, you give them the money that they need. That's the bikur chon ketakana. V'nira, however, he concludes the third line of the Shari Tshuva on Resh Pezayin. If all week long you're busy, you don't have time, and Shabbos you do have time, okay, so then it's better than nothing. You get a mitzvah, you don't have to hold back. But he's saying it's better not to go on Shabbos if you could avoid it. But he says something interesting. There are different kinds of people. There's some people that they go to do a nicham aveilim, they come out, they go to do a bikur chol, they come out, they're shot. They're drained. Some people are just sensitive souls. They mamash get drained. So such a person, guess what? Should not have bikur cholim on Shabbos. Should not have nicham aveilim on Shabbos. Mishu racha levav, umeitzra yisuri hachol. If you're a very empathetic person, you feel their pain. En lelech b'Shabbos levaker. There are certain people that, you know, cry at every funeral they go to. Other people haven't cried in decades. And some people, they're very sensitive. They cry every funeral, they start crying. Every bar mitzvah they go to, and they hear the husband thing, the wife, they start bawling. You know, some people are like that. So that such a person shouldn't be going to do bikur cholim.
It's funny, the shami is usually the tough guy.
Interesting. On some of it sounds like that. I think there's a lot of literature that says otherwise. Even though it sounds like he said, get out of here, but he's right, he's the one who said, Sarah Pony. Oh, that's right. That's a good point. I want to finish off.
Is there a focus on the cholim? Is there a focus on
Yeah, you're pointing out that the Shilta says that even though you might feel bad, but the Chola feels better. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. But it could be that if it's going to bring you down for the rest of the day or something like that, it can make you depressed. I guess there are levels, different types of people. Yeah, I hear. So I want to share with you an incredible Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. Those who are here between Mechamar have heard this, Rabbi. Yeah, two of you. And I'll preface with the story. Can I repeat the story? If I'm Ms. Klingler,
I repeated already.
You repeated already. I'll tell the story. As we go during July for our program, July in Jerusalem, with our beginner students who are beginners in Judaism, we take them to the Kotel one Friday night, and they sing, they dance with soldiers, and hugging and dancing. It's a whole big, very emotional, for those who have never been to the Kotel for a Friday night for the first time. It's a very emotional experience. And davening takes forever, and they hang out there. And after that, we were in the old city, that we take these students to a visit of Nevinson Shlita, the Rav of the old city. And we get there very late. He's probably in the middle of his, he's probably finishing his soup, finishing his chicken. I don't know what he'd be up to, because we were out there with all the students dancing and singing. It's very late. We get to his house, and the Rabbanit opens the door, smiles, and says, Harav eno nimsa, hu yagia od harbe zman. He's not going to be here for a while. So we wait. When you're running a group, the worst thing you want to have is dead time. It's terrible to have dead. It's just bad planning. So waiting 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, doing absolutely nothing, just sitting in his living room. And it's not like these are boys, guys who could like open up a chumash. They're just sitting there on the couch in this rabbi's house at the Rebbetzin, just sort of, who speaks Hebrew, maybe she's talking English also. Finally, Rav Nevinson comes in, beautiful, he has a beautiful radiating smile, incredible, beautiful hajus panim. He comes in, where was he? He was walking around the old city, making kiddush for all the almanas. And being mevaker all the families that have somebody sick in the family, visiting them. Now let's look at this Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, and we'll have a deeper appreciation for that. So Rav Mordechai Eliyahu raises a different issue. He says, "Hinei muskan ba'achronim." He quotes a whole number of achronim. She'ein roi lechatchil lechaven es bikru leShabbos. It's not proper that if you're going to go be mevakel chol, specifically pick Shabbos. That's when you're free, that's when you'll go. Yeah, if you have to, you have to. But if you could go other during the week, you should. You shouldn't leave it for Shabbos. Specifically, he brings a new svar that we didn't really mention. You can't daven regularly, right? We said that you're supposed davening for the chol is part of bikur cholim. It's part of the mitzvah of bikur cholim, to be yotzei properly. If you can't daven for him regularly on Shabbos, you might not even be able to say the mitzvah properly. That's A. And B, you're going to feel the pain with your empathy. Like the Gemara says, right, we saw some shit that says we don't paskin like that line because we hold that it's mutter l'chatchila. Either way, it's not so simple. If you're busy working all week, then you could go on Shabbos to be mevakeh chol. Now look at the next line he says. He says, but there's a minig in Yerushalayim, top of page 3, says from Mordechai Eliyahu in his Shas Chuvas Maimon Mordechai, volume 3, Yoredeya, Simon Chaf Aleph. Minog Tobi Yerushalayim, listen to this. Shebelel Shabbos hayu holchem levakeh sechol. They would visit cholim when? Not Shabbos morning on the way home from shul, like we saw in the Seder Hayom, but Friday night. Why? Look at this incredible svar. Incredible. Ma'as masok mitvash. Why is this? What's the time for this minog zeh? Today, we know that the malachim accompany a person home every Friday night from shul, and they come into a house, and they see a house that's at shay table set, and people are besimcha, and people aren't fighting, and the malachim turn to one another, and they say, next week it'll be nice like this, and the other malach says, amen. And if the house is all messy and all fighting, then it's the opposite, chas v'shalom. So when you go Friday night, the malachim are tagging along with you, Friday night home from shul, you haven't said Shalom Aleichem, says Shalom Aleichem, they're still walking with you, and you visit somebody who's sick, Kadesha HaMalachim HaMalavim Esa'odim Ibeis HaKnesses LeVeisel, those Malachim who are accompanying you, who are escorting you from Shul home, Yitztarfu Afheim LeBirchas HaMevaker. They will accompany when the Mevaker says, Shabbos HaMilozik Rafa Kolov Alov, guess who's going to answer with a resounding Amen? Those two Malachim who are there to accompany you have the bracha of the Malachim, and therefore specifically Friday night is a special added inyan to be Mevakeh Cholim, and that clearly was, again, it could be Rav Nevinson was doing it for this, it could be he was doing it for just he realizes that the most painful time of the week when if an almana doesn't have somebody to make kiddush for her, she thinks of her family, she doesn't have anyone, that could be. And she's chaya, right? Then it's, so if the Rav, you know, imagine the Gadol Hador coming to your house to make kiddush for you, what a lift that must give a person. So that's probably what he did. But either way, we should be zochet to not need nichma v'yam, we should be zochet to not need bikucham. Be'ezus Hashem, be'viyas m'gotzet v'mher v'yameinu, amen. Next week, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to talk about the corollary to this discussion, which is the nichma v'yam that's done in shul, that they do publicly, how to do it, do we do it right, do we not do it right, is it a proper thing to do, is it not a proper thing to do, and we'll hopefully come out with the maskana, halacha maisa, for next week, in that as well.